You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Nigga, shackled on my ankles, cuffed on my wrists, cuffed from my wrist to my waist, walking through the airport. So that was the darkest place I've ever been in. Like going back to prison, a place where I swore up and down I would never go. A place where I swore I was better than the people that was there. Like, you ain't that much better, girl. You made it right back like we did. That's not good depressed. I still have my days. I still have my dark days for sure.
What is your mother thinking?
Losing her mind. When I spoke to her once or twice, she'd be like, Ice, what did you do? Like, what did you do?
If you would go back in time and talk to that girl that saw her friend swipe those earrings or that watch for the first time, that moment that had you so enthralled with the life, that girl, what would you tell her?
Hold it down, it's not worth it. There's a lot of things I'm doing now or I've done then. Friends that I was in high school with that never did shit are doing the same thing. They married, they got kids, they traveling, they experiencing life without jail, hardship, adversities, without any plight, without any depression, without any of that. Hold it down. It gets greater later. Like, I think that was the moment for me to just, like, whatever happens from here, accept it. Like, I knew. Like, all right, Ice. You in for a long ride. Now they're like, all right, we're really searching everything now. They dump all our shit. They're searching all our shit now. One of our friends had some weed on her. She was not even involved. She was literally just there. She didn't have a piece of nothing. She was just there. She had weed on her. They locked all of us up. They're like, yeah, y'all in possession of the cars. Again, I had my stuff and his stuff. So they locked me up with both. So now they... I'm like, all right, again, I had already come to terms with what was happening. I'm like, all right, I know what's happening. I'm getting caught. I'm going to admit to everything I got. Because I came there, like, that was another thing. When I went on vacation that year, everything was brand new always. Everything was brand new always. I'm going to Victoria's Secret, going to get my underwear. I'm going to whatever stores. Everything was brand new. So they're like, yo, we got all of these stores. Like, did you get this from here? I'm like, yo, I'm going to tell you where I use my pieces at. I paid for the dinner that night. We went to dinner. And I paid for the, I think that was the one time I stayed in the hotel because it was out of the country. Like, I paid for the hotel and I paid for the dinner. That's it. Are you sure? I'm like, yo, that's it. I'm like, that's really it. And it really was. Because, again, I was just trying to chill. I didn't pay for the shit in the jewelry store. He in a room, wherever the fuck he at, they asking him what's going on now. He denies everything. Like, I don't know what y'all talking about. I don't know what is going on. I don't know what a scam is while I'm in the other room admitting that I do know, but I have pieces with his name on it. So this is where it got sticky at. It's like, all right, you're saying you lost, you're confused. She's admitting it, but your name on those pieces. So what the fuck is going on? Like, this is where it got a little tricky at. So now they tell us, they're like, yo, it's just preliminary. We got to hold you off for 24 hours. They held us in the fucking... When you think about prison outside of the U.S., this is what it is. Like, it's like a cell block. It's like a block of concrete with, like, divided into cells. The shower is... You ever had a hose on jet? You ever put a hose on jet? Like that, like you put it to that setting like jet, that's how the shower is for like 45 seconds. And each cell gets an allotted 45 seconds. Like, yo, you got your 45, water off. Like, you hit the water on another cell, you know, oh shit, get dressed. Take your clothes off, the water about to come.
In front of other people?
Nah, it's separated, it's cells, so they can't see you, but you hear the water, you know, it's the water's coming down. It goes by cell, by cell, by cell. You hear somebody else showering, you know, all right, bet, I gotta get ready. 45 seconds, you gotta brush your teeth, wash your face, wash your body. Maybe wash your underwear, wash your clothes so you can have something to put on when you're done. Like, yeah. It was crazy.
How long were you there for?
We was there for 7 days. So now, they say 2 days, and then they make it 7 more days. And I know, we were there for 10 days total before we went to the big house, which is their prison. So now they're like, yeah, they keeping y'all. Y'all going to the big house.
Leave. What are the people like in these prisons? On this island. I know Aruba is supposed to be like this one happy island.
Yeah, Aruba, and when you think about it, like, what I'm about to tell you is not even gonna make sense. Like, so technically, you see how I went from like the cell block to the prison, like the big house? The amount of people that were in the prison ever, like I was there for 6 months, over 6 months, the most amount of women that were ever there were 22 women. What? That's how small the island, like I want you to demographically think about how small an island has to be for the prison to only house 22 women.
The way I think about it is how much camaraderie is amongst the people that you don't need a big jail.
Nah, it's not even that. No, you don't need a big gym. I don't know why the fuck the shit was that small. Like, they just, I mean, jail is like high school. Like, anybody that's been in prison, any woman that's been in prison can tell you jail's like high school. Like, it's just the same as, like, women being catty and guys. Like, they just like that. But, like, all right, so their life term, their life is 15 years.
That's life.
That's life.
That's for murder.
That's, yep. There was a woman there. She killed her husband, dismembered him, and spread his pieces across the cemetery. She was in it for life, and her life was for 15 years. I was like, well, like, when I got there, she go home in 6 years. I'm like, why y'all keep saying that? And I said she got life. I'm mad confused. Like, what the fuck? Oh, yeah, life is 15 years. What? I'm like, she killed her husband, chopped him up, and spread him around, and it's 15 years? Like,
how much time are you doing in Aruba?
We did 6 months.
You did 6 months in Aruba?
Yes. They did. Aruba was, like, everyone that was there for, like, drug charges. And then besides her life term, you were only there for, like, a year, 2 years. It was not no crazy ass, like.
What was her demeanor like, the woman that killed her husband?
Oh, that bitch was a weird. She was crazy. She wasn't crazy, though. She was, like, very calm and pleasant and, like, nice. And, like, but those be the most evilest ones. Like, she was a Bible thumper.
Did she say why she did it?
He cheated.
That's it?
That's enough. That's enough. Don't fucking play with me. But you see why she did it? Because she was only going to get 15 years in Aruba. So I see why the fuck she did. I killed my husband too. She cheated me.
You realize you're about to be doing 6 months in Aruba.
I did. We never realized. Let me tell you why. Because again, see the same
way.
There
was no vacation.
No, there was always like the, there was never a like, this is what I always tell people too. Like, this is a big thing too with prison and jail. When you're sentenced and waiting, when you're sentenced and doing your time, that's a lot harder than anticipating each court date, and every time you go to the court date, something changes. You look forward to those court dates, so that's good. When you sentenced with no court date, that's when you really doing your time.
You don't got nothing to look forward
to. Yeah. Oh, Hawaii, Aruba, we were always looking forward to something because they were just like, all right, 30 more days, all right, 10 more days, all right, 3 more, 30. Like, there was never a set, like, you know? So Aruba has a thing where there's no bail. You don't have a bail system. You either, like, get ROR, technically, like, just go home, whatever, and then, of course, we're from America. We're not going to get ROR. So they had to hold us until our trial. So our trial was at the six-month date, the six-month mark. So the six months.
So they hold you, and they said, well, listen, Hawaii said you guys are these people.
Yeah.
And you said, okay, yes, that is us. And then they said, wait for a court date.
Because yeah, all right, no, they don't give a fuck about Hawaii, right? They only know about Hawaii because, again, when you leave the country, you have to clear customs.
Right.
So Aruba's customs is like, hey, by the way, you're wanted in Hawaii, but you're dealing with us right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's so it's deal
like,
with this first.
Yeah. So it's like, yo, we don't give a fuck about Hawaii. We just letting y'all know. Y'all do have to deal with that. But you gonna sit up here and wait for this trial. Yeah.
Sick.
I was like, wait, this is too much to fucking process. Like, yo, now that I'm in my big one age and I know about therapy and processing, I'm like, yo, I needed all of that shit back then because what the fuck? Yes, so they told us, like, listen, you have Aruba to deal with, Hawaii to deal with, but that's not our business. You're dealing with us right now. So you finally go to trial now. You have to actually go to trial, sit. There's, like, jurors. There's, like, yes. It's so funny. Aruba, again, is so small that now at this time, we all hired lawyers. We all, like, yo, like, everybody get your lawyer. Like, Aruba, our lawyer's, like, American dollars was, like, $2,000 US dollars. So that was nothing. Yeah.
Okay.
So we had paid lawyers. But, again, Aruba is so small that. It's so funny that it turned out that my lawyer was like one of the like top lawyers in Aruba. And then my boyfriend at the time, his lawyer was like his rival.
Oh my.
Right?
What the fuck is this?
His is like the second top lawyer and they got beef. So I'm like, yo, like, so that was another red flag. So I'm like, yo, what the fuck is, like, what's really going on? Like, we get the trial date now, they separated, they put us in that cell. But now that I see who his lawyer is, I'm on defense. I'm like, yo, what up?
He trying to convince him.
I'm like, yo, what's going on? Like, why do your lawyer, like, his lawyer come talk to him? As far as I know, I don't see no, like, drama. I don't see no, like, no big, like, miscommunication. They had a regular cordial conversation, and then we continued on to the courtroom. We get in the courtroom now. Now, none of these details came out until the trial because they were, it was no one's business. But I hear his, all right, so Aruba's official language is Dutch. So I hear them talking in Dutch, but we have a translator because we're from the U.S. So I hired an American translator. The translator's like, she's translating everything. She's like, she's repeating everything my boyfriend's lawyer is saying at the time. He's like, yeah, so my client has never been arrested for any credit card fraud. Oh. She's wanted in Honolulu. Oh. She paid for the trip. I did pay for the trip. Mind you, I'm 19. He's 26 at that time. When we got arrested, they're like, yo, he's years older than you, you know? Like, did he make you do it? Did he put you up to it? Of course, that wasn't the case, but I could have easily been like, yes, you know, he influenced me. No, I stood up. I stood up, like, yo, one, I walk circles around that nigga, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, we do this shit together. Ain't no me, him teaching me nothing. Like, he could learn a thing or two from me. So I was not ever gonna jack that. I'm like, no. Like, I did what I did on my own, bro. Like, I'm not about to take nobody down. I'm about to lie on nobody, nothing. We got to court now. That nigga said she got the warrant. She paid for the trip. So I'm looking at, and I'm waiting for his reaction to be the same as mine. Like, excuse me? That nigga was like. And what else? I'm looking at my friend now, like, yo, now my friend, we on the same page. My friend, like, hello? Like, why are these details even necessary? Like, I'm mad confused. I'm like, yo, what? So I'm like, all right, let's just hold it down now. So now we go through the case and all that. They bring up their closing arguments. I'm the big bad guy. Mind you, I'm the youngest person there, but I'm the big bad guy. And he's just like, music, remember, he was the music. He went on with the music producer. He's like, I'm a music producer. I don't do anything illegal. I don't know what this is. She brought me here. I'm like, yo, I can't.
What?
But again, his story was, I had to stay with that story because in the airport, remember, I said 6 months prior, I said I didn't know anything. I said, but you also knew that I admitted to everything.
He still got you going for that, huh?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what he was still right. He thought, but I'm like, nigga, what? I'll get on the phone. I'm like, this nigga's a fucking rat. Like, let me tell y'all what he did. The lawyer said this and that and that. And he was just sitting there. He had no reaction, nothing. Like, and everybody just like, yo, like, same way. They're like, yo, I know how street shit go, but I they perplexed now. They, oh, everybody ambivalent. I don't know what to believe. I don't know how to feel. I'm like, I know how I feel. Fuck that nigga, bro. Like, I know how I feel. Like, so. That was the end of that in my head. I'm like, I'm done with you. This is weird. So
it's like no beef between you guys.
No, it was. In my head. I'm like, you're a widow. We get back. All right, so we're in the courtroom now. So I'm like, they tell us now. So basically the sentence was, we got 6 months. We got sentenced to like time served and 2 years probation.
Okay.
And he got sentenced to just time served.
Okay.
So basically, he went away free. We had probation, but who cares because we don't live in Aruba anymore.
Right,
whatever.
Yeah, I'm never back here.
Yeah, so we all basically walked away free that day. So we get back in the thing. I'm like, hey, you're not a little confused about what was said up there?
And he was there for 6 months too.
Yeah, all of us. I'm like, nothing caught you off guard. I'm confused. What you mean? What do you mean? What do I mean? You don't have any questions about what your lawyer said up there, about me having the case, about me. That's not weird to you? Me paying for the trip? Why did you even tell a lawyer that I paid for the trip? Like, that part to me was no way you could talk that out because it wasn't like, there's no way you could talk your way out of that because there wasn't any way he could find that information. You must have verbally, you know, like, you gave the information up. Like, yeah, she paid for this trip. What was your intention when you said that?
What did he say?
You dead ass. I'm a hood nigga. I know what I'm doing. I said, I don't give a fuck about none of them hood shit. I watched you have no reaction to your lawyer basically putting the blame on me.
Like, and you don't think that could have been part of his...
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly. The fuck? You a grown man, your bitch came, you're on the trip. At the end of the day, again, remember, let's go back now to the intentions of the trip, right? Right? I wanted to go chill with my man, lay up, have sex. Yeah, you wanted the trip. This trip, and as far as what we're here for, is your fault or your idea, and now it's convenient to say, oh, she paid for it. She got the warrant, not me.
What happens next?
I get fucking mad.
I know, I gotta get you away from there. I gotta get you away from there.
So now we scot free. We're like, ooh, we free. But we know we're not really free because we're like, yo, what about Hawaii? My dumb ass, it's so funny. I think about this all the time. I went like, so now we had to like get our own flights. Like they're like, all right, y'all free to go. So it's not like we're sending you back. We're not extradited. We don't have an extradition treaty between us and the US. So you guys, if I really wanted to, I could have stayed in Aruba my whole life and just been living there free. I would have never dealt with Hawaii. But I was like, I gotta deal with life. Like I know what I did. I gotta go deal with this shit. Fuck it. So I called everybody back home. You know, they let us go. They booked our flights.
What did you, wait, hold up. What is your mother thinking?
Losing her mind.
Huh?
Losing her mind.
What is your father thinking?
Losing his mind maybe, but not really. My father's a weird, he doesn't really show feelings and shit, he's weird.
What is your brother thinking?
For sure losing his mind. Because at this point it's his best friend. Oh no, his best friends aren't away yet. It's me, his sister, his baby, oh my God. And we're just dealing with a crazy case, like.
And.
Oh wait, I'm sorry. Mind you, by now we know about Hawaii. So right. Again, because
but
we
I
knew.
Need to know if anyone visited you the 6 months.
In Aruba, yeah. People, my brother came, all my friends, yes, absolutely.
People wrote
yes,
you.
Yes, I had a lot
of money. They had money on your books.
I was set. I had no worries in prison. And this is another thing I want to tell people for everybody out there. Everybody that's in jail, you feel so bad for the person that's in jail. They're missing out on life, yes. They're not missing anything, though. As far as responsibilities, you got to wake up at a certain time and take your ass to sleep at a certain time. That's it. You'll have no bills to pay. You have no responsibilities. You'll have no anything to uphold. Nothing. Your life is scot-free. You got to sleep and eat. That's it. And they give you those meals that you're eating. You get what I'm saying? So it's not no, I'm so, no, you're not. You wake up, you're in the best shape of your life. You're looking good. You're not stressed.
Well, we could think about prison for a guy to be a little bit different as far as like
gang culture. Yeah, because the politics that come along. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But for a woman.
But even still, none of those are real life problems. Real life problems are different. Not being able to pay your rent.
Yes.
I'm not taking away from a men's jail experience at all. Right. But I honestly, bro, jail is way easier than real life.
I've heard about this before, though. I've heard this
concept
perspective before, especially. So when I think about this, it's just like jail is supposed to be rehabilitation.
Yeah.
Realistically.
Yes.
Do you feel like jail rehabbed you?
Yes, only because I allowed it to. If I chose to go there and just sit and fuck off, then no, it would not have. When I was on Rikers twice, never was rehabilitated. I learned nothing on Rikers.
Nothing by yourself?
No, which is why God said you have to move on to Hawaii.
Okay, so after Aruba.
Leaving Aruba now, they're like, all right, we get to the airport now. I'm like, this is why I said I was a clown for even thinking this was a thing. I was like, can you guys, hey, just please don't even let Hawaii know we're coming. Like, just please. Like, I really begged the car. I went to the customer and really spoke to her. Like, hi, how are you, love? Oh, my God. So good to see you. So can you just please? I really thought I was doing something. Like, bitch, they knew long before your ass got there. So we get on the fucking plane. And yes, we landed as we landed.
Did you have to go to Hawaii?
No, I flew to New York.
Oh, you flew to New York.
Yes, but I'm just saying, I'm coming from out the country. Don't let the country, the United States, know that I'm coming back. Because now Hawaii knows exactly where I am.
Okay.
So that's why I was like, yo, just please don't, like, maybe we'll just evade it still, like, please. So yeah, at the time, again, remember I told you Aruba didn't have bail. So they were like, yo, our bail was $500,000 cash only each. They were like, oh, Hawaii is willing to give up $1 million for y'all. I'm like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? Right. I had a $500,000 cash bail as well as my friend. So they put it together and said they're willing to give $1 million for y'all, thinking it was like a wanted thing. Like, we're paying $1,000 for them because they don't have bail. So when they saw the warrant and saw the bail, they don't know what that is. So they're like, wow, they're going to pay $500,000 for them? Like, that's what they were thinking. Whole time, that wasn't what it was. So we land in New York now, we get to JFK. They're like, yo, they're like,
everyone. And I remember reading this case when it first happened. Mm-hmm. I remember. And I remember them saying they were going to make an example of y'all.
Listen, they did. They did.
I do. I remember that vividly.
They did.
And I said, oh, she's never coming home.
Yeah. I was actually sentenced to the 20 years that everyone think I wasn't. I was sentenced to 20 years.
Okay, you get back.
Yes, so we land, they're like, oh, it's JFK. It's 70-something degrees currently in New York right now. Everyone, please stay seated. We have a situation with customs.
Oh,
my heart sank to my ass immediately. I'm like, oh my God, here we go. So now this customs agent is getting on the plane. They're big as fuck. They're intimidating as fuck. I got on flip-flops, leggings, a little t-shirt, got a little wash stamp. My hair was mad long. Like, I was just in jail flourishing. I looked good as fuck.
Right. Like, no alcohol, no
nothing,
weed.
Nothing, just beautiful, just me. Like, they like, six of them come on the plane, they're like, yo, they come and they stop at my thing. I'm like, I'm looking at them. I'm like, they stop at my shit. I'm like, oh my God. They're like, give me your phone. Give me your passport. Come with us. I'm like, I already know now. At this point, I'm not going to keep acting dumb, right? I'm like, fuck. So I'm like, whatever. So I get up now. I go with them. We get off the plane now. They handling me like I might run, though. You know what I mean? Like, yo, being mad rough. I'm like, yo, listen. All right, I get it. I understand. You don't know me from a can of paint. I'm not going anywhere.
I promise.
Like, chill out. Yeah, like, relax, at the end of the day, and I'm a woman. Stop. Y'all handling me like, I'll really knock one of y'all niggas up. Like, that's really how I feel. Like, I'll really fuck one of y'all niggas up.
This
stop
handling
problem.
Me like this. Like,
this yo, for real. Like, but I have to tell them, yo, stop. Like, stop moving like that. So I get on, they come on, they get us now. They're like, I didn't even know until this is why you have to go through things to learn things. They like, they detain me in JFK. Like, they're like, all right, come on, let's go. So they take us now, they're like, you're being wanted. Mind you, because we know what's happening, the whole time I was texting my brother, I was like, we just landed, but when customs came, I texted him, like, yo, it's on, it might be on. Unbeknownst to me, he has a friend that just flew in from Aruba. He's like, the girl texts him, like, yo, your sister just got arrested by customs for drugs. Again, no one knows, in this time and day, no one's thinking about credit card fraud, no one's knowing, so they're like, they thought it was drugs. It's from Aruba, they're smuggling drugs, granted. he already knew everything. So he's just like, oh, you gotta beep that out. So they're like, they tell him, but he already knows. So like, he's texting me and I stopped texting him back. And he's just like, fuck. Like, he knows, like, she's locked up. Like, so now they take me to JFK now. And they put me in like a 7-degree room. They like, I'm sitting there for mad long now. I come in, they're like, do you want a blanket? We can get you a blanket. I'm like, yeah, please. Some guy comes, he's white, this white guy. Now, all right, so because we've had the 6 months grace period while we were sitting in Aruba to Nova, Hawaii. My lawyer's already paid, everything's already good. I just have to physically present myself to Hawaii. So now a guy comes in, I'm thinking he's like trying to be like legal representation. He's like, do you have a lawyer and all that? I'm like, yeah. Like, what? Like, who are you? Like, he's like, oh, I'm so-and-so. He showed me his badge. I'm so-and-so with Customs and Secret Service, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
Secret?
Yeah, I'm service? Like, okay, so like, he's like, you know what time you're looking at for the crime you did in Hawaii? I'm like, my nigga, what you want? Like, what happened? Like, you know, so I do know that you're the youngest in the case. Is there anything you want to tell me? I'm like, oh, you think you got a rat? Oh, you think I'm about to snitch? Oh, no. I'm like, listen,
you don't know what you told me.
Close the door, take your blanket, do whatever the fuck. I'm gonna sit right here and thug it the fuck out later. Like, are you sure? I'm like, yo, bye. Like, you don't know who you're talking to later.
That's how you talk
hit
to
the
him.
Fucking bricks. Yeah. So now me and my friend, they separated us. We get back together now to go from JFK Airport to go to bookings. So I'm like, yeah, who's this fucking man trying to get information? He crazy, right? She's like, what man? I'm like, the man. The man from customs, the white man that came to talk to us, trying to get information. She like, did nobody come talk to me? I said, wow, they really thought I was going right because I was younger. I'm like, they think they wanted something. But they probably saw from what my demeanor, like, all right, none of them going to be with it. Fuck it. Which is really would have been the case, one, because we not like that. Two, because who was going to tell on who? We all went with our own work and did what the fuck we did. There's no one to tell on.
But your ex-boyfriend at the time, is he
being... He's free. He's as a bird. Remember,
Aruba's gone.
He had nothing to do with Hawaii. Yes.
Okay.
Aruba's, he's free as a bird.
All
right,
bring it
right. Back. So now... We get to bookings, we on the phone, we running up the phone and bookings, calling everybody, yo, it's real, y'all, they coming to get us, blah, blah, blah. So now, we leave bookings. They take us to Rikers. They're like, yo, so now, Aruba's like, yo, I mean, Hawaii, where I'm at right now? I'm in Hawaii, right? No, I'm on Rikers. Rikers, all right, so now we get to ICE. We get to Customs, we get to Rikers. Now, my friend had, like, a couple of, like, bullshit warrants, and they knew Hawaii was, like, Hawaii let everyone know, like, we're not playing with them. Whatever warrants they got, evade them, they gone. Like, we here for real, like. So she had to, like, get rid of all her shit. She got rid of her shit. We was at intake for, like, 2 days. Intake in Rikers is disgusting. It's filthy. Mm. It's the worst thing ever. Mm. We get through that, we on
they
Rikers
took
now,
straight
right?
to Rikers.
From JFK? From JFK's, like, precinct, I would call it. They took us to bookings, and then from bookings straight to Rikers.
What's going through your mind?
This shit is really happening.
After you just did 6 months.
And thought I was going to be fake free a little bit. This shit is really happening.
And they saying Rikers. They saying Aruba.
Even Rikers. I'm like, I'm out. I'm going to bring Rikers for a little bit. I'm out.
Okay.
So now me and my mom have always had like kind of like a weird relationship, but she was like there when I was in jail. Like we didn't speak on the phone mm-hmm. and stuff like that, but like she would send money whenever, like mm-hmm. for me to leave. Oh, that's another, that's the later one. But anyway, so we get to Rikers now. We go to court the first day. They're like, yo, we giving Hawaii 7 days to come get y'all. They don't come, sit up. I'm like, I bet. We go to court the 7th day, they're not there. I'm like, it's lit. They're like, psych, we giving them another 7 days. I'm like, can y'all do that? Like, by law, can y'all do that? They're like, yes. Yeah, like, they can't, but they can do whatever the fuck they want. Like, legally, the law statute's 10 days.
Right,
they can do
whatever
the fuck they want. So now, another 7 days, now they go back to court, they come. But at this point, my mom wanted to come see me now. She's like, all right, this has been way too long. I'm coming to see you. Like, I'm coming to Rikers. Fuck that. I didn't want her to come because I just want to process the searching. And it's a traumatic experience, bro. Like, we normalize it because we do it so much, but that shit is a traumatic experience. Like, I didn't want to put her through that. So I'm just like, it worked out because, again, she tried to come and they said, psych, we're here. You go to court, there's an Asian lady in the back. Like, yeah, I'm here in the state of Hawaii. We here, we ready.
Your mother never got to come.
Never got to come. I'm like, oh shit. Me and my co-defendant, I'm like, fuck. I'm like, all right, we doing this. Like, for real, we doing this. Like, fuck it. So now they come, they get us. I remember we got extradited on 4th of July weekend. Airports are crazy. It was July 3rd.
Y'all in cuffs?
Nigga, shackled on my ankles, cuffed on my wrists, cuffed from my wrist to my waist. Walking through the airport. Two Asian big-ass officers behind me, two big-ass Asian officers behind her. Just imagine the scene in the airport. But let me tell you about that when they came to get me. They came to get me. Well, this was the second time. But they came to get me and I was in intake. I didn't know what was going on. They came to get me. They're like, yo, you got anything on you, da, da, da. I'm like, what are y'all talking? I'm thinking they changing my housing dorm, like putting me in another housing dorm. They're like, what are you talking about? Like, they're like, do you have anything on you, that any kind of weapon? Like, do you need any medication? I'm like, yo, no, what? What the fuck are y'all talking about? Now I see the marshals come. They're like, yeah, you getting on the plane. You going to Hawaii. I'm like, I'm devastated now. I'm like, fuck. I have my little girlfriend. Yeah, I'm like, babe, I'm out.
You done made the switch. You done made the switch.
It wasn't really a switch. If you know me, you know I've always been attracted to women. But I just acted on it a little bit in there. I'm like, all right, babe, I got a little babe. She was a dyke. She was holding me down, making sure I had everything or whatever. Like, so it was cool. I'm like, babe, they came. I'm leaving. Like, she was crying. She made a whole... In jail, they call it stick it up. Like, when they tell you to do something and you don't do it, they call it sticking it up. Like, she stick up intake. Like, nah, like, I'm not with it. I taking my bitch, like, made a whole scene. Like, it was crazy. They came and they got me. Going through the airport now, we shackled, me and my friend shackled, looking fucking ridiculous. People are like, Mom, what's that sound? What are those people? What's happening? Like, little kids. Like, I'm like, oh my God. I don't really have any regrets about anything in my life, but that was one situation that it was so demeaning. Like, I've never been through anything as demeaning as that.
Really?
I've never.
Like a slave or some shit.
Yeah, bro. Like, I've never been through anything as demeaning as the situation was, so. Yeah. We got through that. They put us on a plane now. We get to Hawaii. And the judge was, like, excited. Like, I've been waiting for y'all. Like, I swear to God. I'm like, you a dick rider. Like, what? Like, y'all been lying to me, y'all. Like, y'all thought y'all was going to come to Hawaii and emulate the rich and the famous. Y'all thought y'all went. Yo, Chris, he made a sound. Like, you see how I normalize it, right? Like, yeah, it's my car. No. He really brought it down to what it was. Like, you thought you were rich and famous and you wanted to act like you were, like, they ripped us a new asshole in that motherfucking courtroom. I stood up, though. I didn't give a fuck. I stood up, yeah. Yep. I stood the fuck up, like, and then all of our lawyers, they worked in, like, a team. They were, like, one law firm. So we all had different lawyers, but they were part of the same team, part of the same firm. So, I mean, they did their best. But they told us, they're like, yo, y'all looking at 20 years. Hold I said, on. Excuse me, I'm 19. This is my first defense. I'm confused.
Hold on. At this point, are you thinking about your reputation? Absolutely. Are you thinking about who you are back at home?
Absolutely.
Are you thinking about how people are thinking about and looking at you? And
I'm thinking about it, but I don't really care about it because I know whatever they thinking is not going to affect what this judge about to say. You know what I mean? Like, I cared a little bit, but I'm like, yeah, fuck all that. What's about to happen right here in real life? Like, I don't give a fuck about no Instagram, no Lipstick Alley. That blog was so crazy at that point. Ava has so much to say. Like,
Jesus Christ.
I'm like, yo, I don't give a fuck about it. I cared about it. Like, be hearing that, be calling it. Like, yo, they saying this, of course. Like, they saying I got 22 years. I'm really looking at 22 years, my nigga. I don't give a fuck about what they
talking about me on the blog. Do not think that it's smart to hit me up about it. I don't.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie. That situation right there let me learn moving forward. Like, when I do hear a piece of gossip, like, is this gonna hurt or help? Am I telling you because you're gonna act on it and change something about it, or am I telling you to hurt your feelings and make you feel bad? Like, that's why now going forward, I use my discretion when it comes to the information I share and pass on, because everything is not gonna help, bro. Like. So, of course...
You don't make it in the hood, so you want Lipstick Alley.
We was all through them threads.
Right.
Yeah. So, of course, that affected me. I was kidding about that. But I was more concerned with the judge. I'm like, yo, this nigga, my life is in this man here. I don't give a fuck about nothing. I'm talking about back home. I'm worried about this. Like, and I really was looking at 20 years. Like, so for a first-class felony in Hawaii, the time you look at is an open term of 20 years. So it's like 18 months to 20 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's what I was sentenced to. And then you go to the parole board and they tell you, they give you your stuff or whatever. So a whole other situation, one of my codees got to, so the 6 months that I spent waiting on Hawaii in Aruba, one of my codees was already in Hawaii. Right. Three of them were already in Hawaii, the two guys. Right. Remember I told you the girlfriend that said she was a prostitute? Yeah, they went knocking on that apartment that was in her name.
Oh, shit.
And they found exactly who they was looking for. Exactly. Yeah, so they found them now. So now they already sitting while we still in Aruba, they waiting on us. So that's what I'm saying. When we got there, they're like, oh, we've been waiting for you. Like, that the last part of the indictment.
Oh.
Yeah, so we get there now.
A piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, judge tear our ass up. We sit now, we go to the parole board. The first person who was there before us, she's looking at the time first because she was there first. They're like, yo, they looking at giving her 2 years. My lawyer was like, yo, we may go for youthful offender for you because you're only 19. Outside Aruba's a whole other country. That don't count. In the United States, you've never been charged. This is your first time offense. So we could run with that. She's 19, it's her first time. Let's try to get the charges dropped. He said, but if you try that and you fail, like if you try to get the charges dropped and they don't, they're gonna give you 8 years out of the 20.
If you go trial.
Right? I said, hello, hi.
Please.
Give me the two.
You took the two.
Give me the fucking two. I already been, it was 11 months at that point. I already sat up 11 months. Give me the two. I'm good. I'm good. Like,
oh, so you only got.
I was sitting up in Hawaii jail too. He got there now to just see us. Now he gave us a court date like a year, like maybe like 7 months when we got here. When we got there now. Yeah, so he gave us that court date. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna sit up. Fuck it. Like, I'm already been here now. So now, but finally we come. They're like, yo, do you want us to fight for you for offender or just go to the parole board? Take your sentence on the 20. Take the 20 year sentence. Plead no contest. Don't plead guilty. Plead no contest. Say I'm not arguing what y'all said I did, but I'm not saying I did do it.
Right.
Plead no contest and get your 20. I said, all right, bet. So I did that now. Now I gotta wait to see the parole board now. I'm in the prison now. I'm waiting to see the parole board.
What is
prison now is completely different from Aruba. These is like hard up crackheads. Like, but they not even crackheads, they on meth. Like, you see how we use crack and we not we, like me and you.
I don't
like,
use no crack. Like, what are you talking
about? I mean, like, how, like, you see how, yeah, I call them crackheads? Like, yeah, it's meth heads. Like, they use, yeah, crack the way they use ice, the way, yeah, they use crystal meth is their drug of choice. Like, they're crazy. Wow. They're insane. Yeah, wow. Like, this is what I'm saying. There's not a kind of person that I would meet right now that I can't deal with. I've dealt with you before, trust me. I can deal with you.
And
I can, like,
for,
I know how to.
And you've been there for 11 months.
Even longer than that. Like, the total, because even after I got sentenced, I had to wait to go to the, to go to the prison, because I was in jail now, which is like Rikers, instead of going up top. Like, this is, yeah, the Rikers, right, of Hawaii. Now, right, I have to get sentenced to the prison, right, and go upstate. So I was in the Rikers for like a year, and then I went to the prison for like
what
another year.
What is your family? What is your brother? What is your mother?
I'm not going to lie. You know what I'm thinking
right
now?
What are they saying to
Looking
you?
Looking back, I feel like they didn't really say much, but I feel like they knew me. They knew me. They like, yo, she good.
Just like
she
that.
Good. My brother was a little like, feel me? He was like, he felt it. Like, yeah, I think she caught it. My brother was, he felt it. Like, he was all like, why he going through it now? My little sister is gone. Mm. My two best friends is gone. Mm. My girl is gone. One of my co-defendants at the time was this girl. My girl, my sister, and my two best friends. I'm fucked up. Like, really. And I got to be there for all three of y'all right now. All four of y'all. My sister, my girl, and my two best friends. Y'all all need commissary. Y'all all need lawyers. Who's left? And it's so crazy because he always used to say, like, yo, I wasn't a part of that case because I needed to be on the outside to help y'all. He always say that. He always say that. Like, yo, like, I was set to do this. Like, so as hard as it got and as much as he wanted to complain, he knew that, like, yo, this is a job given by maybe even by God. Like, for real. Like, this is, I got to be there for my people right now. Like, and he did it. He did it. He got a little lost in the sauce a little bit outside drinking, party and all that shit. But who wouldn't? I mean, you hurting right now. Like, it's top of, on top of trying to be there for your loved ones that's hurting, you know? So. He did what he could do. He did a lot. He did a lot more than a lot of people would have did, and I love him for that to this day. Like, but my family was just like, I feel like there wasn't much. I ain't gonna lie. Looking back at it, I know my mother had to be like, yo, what the fuck? Like, when I spoke to her once or two times, she'd be like, Ice, what did you do? Like, what did you do? Like,
where's the 40 grand in the safe? Where's all of this
that
money?
That shit is gone.
Where's the Chanel?
It's gone. The Chanel's is still there. Still got the Chanel's even right now. That's why I wasn't willing to sell. I'm saying that's when the watch, that's when the jury came into play. Be like, all right, sell a lot. Because for me, that's what it was. I'm like, yo, you could either try to sell mad shit, it's going to take long and have to wait, or you could sell this one thing and pay it one time, that's it.
And how much was?
My lawyer was $25,000. The watch didn't sell for that much, of course. We had some cash. I had some cash on top of that. Probably like $7,000 cash, and then the watch on top. Like, so that worked out. For all of us, though, we all had little, like, we was good. We was good. It wasn't too much struggling. I ain't got something. It could have been a lot worse. Right. It could have been a lot worse. Like, but, yeah, man. My family, they again, I feel like they knew what kind of, they knew who I was. So they was kind of confident in what I was.
You didn't have to get into any fights in jail.
I did a little bit. I beat up. I had like a fight. I had a fight intake when I got to Hawaii.
An intake?
Yeah.
You was angry.
I was not angry. I was minding my fucking business. All right, let me tell you out a story. So this girl that was there in Hawaii, when you a black person or a black woman in Hawaii in jail, you did prostitution. Like, you only there for selling pussy. Like, black people in Hawaii are from Cali, and they come to sell pussy. So that's what they were expecting. So I'm in the intake, minding my motherfucking business. This girl come up to me. She like, I didn't know. She was a little off at the time. But she was like, yo, we just came out the showers, too. They shower you, give you uniform. You just came out of all of that. They gave us all that. So we all fresh out the shower. I'm smelling her, though. She stink. But I'm chilling, minding my business. She like, yo, what's up? Like, I'm from the mainland. When you from Hawaii, they call the states mainland. Like, I'm from the mainland? I'm like, yeah. She like, oh, that's how they talk. Like, oh, cuz what? Like, you guys is hoes. Like, what? You guys was fucking prostituting. Like, so me, in my mind, and you stink the way you stink. I'm like, bitch, are you homeless? Like, she like, yeah. I said, all right, well, that makes makes sense. I'm not no fucking hold on. Mind your business. Like, feel me? Like, I guess then that was the end of it. I thought it was the end of it. I'm sitting there minding my business. It must have pissed her the fuck off, Chris. I'm sitting there minding my business. She popped on me. Like, I'm sitting there chilling. I'm like, you a hoe? I'm like, all right, bet. Minding my business. I just feel her come from the right side. Bing! Rock me. Like, I'm like, oh.
It's real out here.
Oh. I said, oh, nah. I got, like, I was a little, like, stunned. I'm not gonna lie. She really caught me. Like, because it was off guard as well. Like, so right. I got up. I'm like, oh, nah. As I get up. The co-defendant I'm with now is not a fighter, right? So I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have to whoop this bitch ass in my own fucking. I look up, the co-defendant is on her ass. Oh. She yoked her up, got her yoked up. I'm like, oh.
Are we giving it up on
her? Yeah, friend, yeah. So I'm like, oh, nah, you popped. Oh, nah, it's lit. I get up now. Now nah, he's like, fake jump on her. I'm like, come here, get my little hit there. Oh, oh, oh. They come in, they're like, hey, hey. So they, but they, module 8 is a place where they house like mental patients. So they're like, hey, she's fucking module 8. I said, I don't give a fuck. She punched me in my face. Like, right. I don't care about none of that. She was standing up to pop on me. I don't care about none of that. They dragged her out. They got her up. Yeah, that was one fight. And then, did I have another fight? I have no fight on Rikers or nothing like that. Yeah, nah, I was chilling. Everybody on Rikers knew who I was. They knew the case. They was all amazed by Hawaii too.
Was a star.
Like, everybody was dick around here. There wasn't no static there.
Did you make any friends?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Locked up?
Hell yeah.
Any people that you?
Hell yeah. Like to this day, I got like 2 friends from Hawaii that I still speak to.
Wow.
Hell yeah. Like, again, you go through that kind of thing and you don't learn, you won't learn it again. Yeah. And that's why I had to go back. I went back twice. I got those 2 friends that I got now the second time I went back. I had them for the first time, but I really solidified the friendship the second time. Like,
why'd you have to go back a second time?
I violated because I don't learn. I did learn, but life started life in.
You did your 2 years?
I did. So I ended up being like a total of 3 years, right? I did it. I came home. I was out for another 3 years until like 2017. I went back.
To Hawaii?
I violated. Yeah. So remember, they sentenced me to 20 years, right? So now I'm on parole for that entire term. Yeah, you did 3 out of that 20, but the following 17 years, you're on paper.
You couldn't go somewhere else?
I didn't go back to Hawaii. I did go somewhere else. Oh, I went to Connecticut.
And they extradite you back to Hawaii?
I caught a charge in Connecticut. I barely made it out of there. I got locked up. They charged me. I bailed out. And I'm like, all right, maybe my parole not going to find out. Like a good 3-4 months went by, my parole didn't know. And then I went to go check in and they were like, you wasn't going to tell us about the warrant you got? About the case you caught in Connecticut? And I was like, no. I was like, no? Like, why would I tell? You're supposed to. Why the fuck would I do that? Like, no. So now I didn't tell them. They violated me. And then now they violated me. They're like, oh, we're only giving Hawaii 90 days to come get you. So I'm like, I'm in there. They're not going to come. Who the fuck would come for me? That was years ago. They're not waiting.
Yeah, yeah.
They 83 on Rikers.
They came.
The week of Thanksgiving. They 83 of Rikers.
The Lord giveth and he taketh away.
He taketh that shit. He gonna take it and take it and take it. He gonna give me that shit back.
How long did you do the second time?
2 years.
Another 2?
Hawaii has this thing where.
You did 4 years?
5. 3 and 2 is 5. 3 and 2 is 5. Yeah. Yes, Chris. So.
How? Now, how did you do that?
I ain't gonna lie. That second, they fucked me up the second time. I ain't gonna lie. And like up until, I always say that. As a kid, as a black kid, depression wasn't a thing for us. That's what the fuck is that?
Like, that's life.
That's white people shit.
Yeah.
You know, they're white. Oh, suicidal. You're white. Like, not until I went to jail that second time is when I knew, like, what depression was for real. Because I had, again, like I said, we were dealing with real meth heads. And I loved them. I showed man love to them. I wasn't, like, a bitch to them. But I just always knew that I was better than their life. And I always told myself. In the year that I spent in that jail, I always had a job, too, in jail. That's one thing. I kept a job. I had the highest job everywhere I went. I didn't play that shit. So I had the job of intake and laundry in the jail. So I would see the inmates come in and out, in and out, in and out. And I used to be so, at first I'd be disgusted with them, but then my disgust turned to like concern, you know? Like, right. I'm like, maybe I don't know no better. You can't miss what you never had. So let me start talking to you. Let me start telling y'all what's out there. Like, so I would tell them that, pour into them and expect them to never come back. Like, all right, now you got the gold I gave you. Go live life. And then they would come back and I'll be so disappointed. Like, I'll never come back to this shit. So when walking back into that prison, I cried, I held. I've never felt so defeated as I did in that moment. Like, I could not believe. Like, I really had a lot to do with. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I had to really pull myself. That was the darkest place I've ever been in. Like, going back to prison, a place where I swore up and down I would never go. A place where I swore I was better than the people that was there. Like, you ain't that much better, girl. You made it right back like we did. Yep. So that was, I ain't gonna lie, that was another pivotal moment. That's why I said I learned a lot through this journey because again, depression, what's that? Like, so now I have compassion for people like that. Now I have understanding for that. And I can to this day admit when I go through my days, I still get depressed, I still have my days. I still have my dark days for sure. But I know how to pull myself out of that shit and I know it ain't the end. Like, But hell yeah, I couldn't believe walking back, putting back on the uniform. I said, there's no way. Mind you, my friends have moved on. They on greater pastures now. They're doing bigger, better things. They back when they shit like they never left. I'm back in prison, looking stupid where I said I would never be again.
Nobody read it.
Nobody read it. On what? On who? There was no one to rat. This is what I'm saying. We were on an equal and level playing field. Nobody rat it. There was nobody to rat on. We all here doing our shit. We all gonna stand up and do our time.
What was that conversation like with your brother or your mom?
Which one?
When you got back the second time. When you went back for the second time.
When I went back, it was just pure disappointment.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell my mother for a very long time. Again, remember, I caught the case and knew what was at stake. Yep. But I didn't know if it was gonna be for sure or not. It was like a good 3-4 months. So I could have told, but I didn't tell her. And it was so sad because my mother wanted me to do nursing school. I had just started, I was doing so well in nursing school, Chris. My GPA was 4.0. I was there, my attendance was 100%. I was doing so good, but I knew I was psyching myself the fuck out. You going to jail. And I knew, and I could say it to myself, but I couldn't say it to my mother. I come home and I show mother my grades. Oh my God, you're doing so well. My mother would be so proud. And I would just be like, damn. Yeah. But I think I sat her down like maybe like the very last minute, like a week prior to, like, listen, this happened. I have to do this. And my mother was the kind of mother too that never wanted to blame us. It was always everybody else, like, well, why would they come arrest you if you said you didn't? And I'm like, this
mom,
is
you?
Yeah. I'm like, Mom.
I did it, Mom. You know what's crazy too? It's so hard coming from being a big dog. I mean, he was the woman in school. He was the woman after school. Mm-hmm. Even sort of riding that high horse of your indictment, you ain't lose no respect in the streets.
Right.
Y'all stood tall. You were still, you kept all of that.
But that is what I'm saying. Yo. Whatever, however you are as a person will exude in any and everything you do.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's prison stint, it's the aftermath of a prison stint, it's anything. Again, it was time to stand up. It wasn't no one of us wasn't going to act like we rats now and be like, oh, let me try to tell. Nah, this is what we did. We stood up. You know what we was doing? Hold it down.
And when you went back in Connecticut, why didn't you stop?
All right, so I actually did stop. I had a boyfriend at the time who was like basically
taking care. You're always in a relationship.
Sure am.
I realize that.
Yeah, I'm a relationship kind of girl.
Go ahead.
So, my boyfriend at the time was like taking care of me. He got locked up. Life changed again. Life was back on the up and up. My man taking care of me. My man got me. I'm Gucci. I'm chilling. I had a little job. I was in school. I was chilling. I'm like, all right, like, you know, like life's cool. Mm. He went to jail. Mm. Life came crashing down again. Mm. Start over. What you know how to do best. It got so crazy, Chris. I was selling weed.
You was doing anything.
I was selling.
I got apes.
So he got locked up. I was still trying to maneuver my little trap, but my trap wasn't popping because I wasn't trapping. I was chilling with my nigga. Like, my nigga taking care of me. I'm in school. I'm not trapping. I'm home on parole.
I'm the lady that I was acting like.
Yeah, I'm home on parole. Like, yeah, I'm the ball player wife. Like, people be like, I'm chilling. Like, and then he got locked and it was like, oh, what you gonna do now, bitch? You feel me? So I had to make something shake. I was selling weed. But I knew, I'm like, this is not life. What the fuck is this? I knew, I need a reset. I didn't know I was going back to jail. I didn't want to go back to jail. But I knew I needed a very big reset button.
If you could go back in time and talk to that girl that saw her friend swipe those earrings or that watch for the first time, that moment that had you so enthralled with the life, that girl, what would you tell her?
Hold it down. It's not worth it.
Straight up.
Hold it down. It's not worth it. Because a lot of things I'm doing now or I've done then, friends that I was in high school with that never did shit are doing the same thing. They married, they got kids, they traveling, they experiencing life without jail, hardship, adversities, without any plight, without any depression, without any of that. Hold it down. It gets greater later. And then me, I didn't know that I was who I was in that moment. You know what I mean? Now I know who I am. But in that moment, if I knew who I was, you don't need that. You bigger than that. Not to shit on anybody or shade no one, but like, yo, yeah, where you could go without any record or without any minus five years of life, where you could go, girl, you going there, you going. You don't need none of that shit.
It ain't over.
You don't need none of that shit. That's what I would have told her.
What would she have told you?
Bitch, please, I'm about to get fly. Oh, bitch, I got a flight in the morning. The fuck is you talking about? I got on fucking Swarovski lubes. What do you mean? What do you mean? I'm 18, my shoe's 6,000, shut up. That's what she would have said.
What's next for you?
To be the biggest nail tech ever out of Brooklyn.
Ever.
From this background especially.
Don't fuck around.
Don't fuck around. It's more than that, too. I got a lot more to say to a lot of people in the world. Y'all gonna see more of me, for sure.
This is Trappin' Anonymous. My name is Chris Stavs.
That's right.
Let's get it.